Cloud cost and the quarterly. Close. A finance team's practical guide. Cloud costs don't behave like traditional vendor invoices, and the quarterly close process rarely accounts for that. Here's how finance teams can build a cloud cost close that's accurate, explainable, and audit ready. Cloud costs have a timing problem that doesn't exist with traditional vendor spend. A SaaS subscription has a fixed monthly invoice that arrives on a predictable date. A cloud bill is a variable usage-based charge that closes at month end and then sits in a pending state for several more days before a final invoice is available. For engineering teams, this is an implementation detail. For finance teams managing a quarterly close, it's a recurring source of friction. The organization that has figured out cloud cost management for quarterly close has solved more than an accounting problem. They've built the visibility layer that makes cloud spend a manageable, auditable line item rather than a cost category that finance grudgingly accepts as complex. Why cloud costs are hard to close. Final invoices arrive after close. AWS issues final invoices for a calendar month, typically 3 to 5 business days after month end. If your books close on day 3 of the new month, you're booking an accrual or estimate for cloud costs, not actual invoiced amounts. Usage can change up to the last hour. A computing spike on the last day of the quarter can materially affect the final bill. Unlike a fixed contract, cloud costs are not locked until usage actually closes. Credit notes are non-trivial. AWS credits for committed spend agreements, enterprise discount program, EDP, or support credits reduce the invoice but don't always appear in the same period as the underlying spend. Tracking credit application timing is a distinct accounting task. Multiple accounts, multiple invoices. Most organizations have several AWS accounts: development, staging, production, security tooling. The consolidated invoice covers all accounts, but cost allocation for chargebacks or departmental P&Ls requires account-level or tag-level attribution, reserved instance and savings plan amortization. Upfront RI and SP payments appear as large one-time charges that need to be amortized over the commitment period. The blended cost view and the unblended cost view tell different stories for the same period, and finance and engineering sometimes look at different numbers. Building the close process. Establish an accrual method. Rather than waiting for the AWS invoice to close the books, build an accrual based on Cost Explorer data available on day 1 to 3 of the new month. Cost Explorer shows month-to-date spend and can project the remaining few days at the average daily run rate. The variance between your accrual and the final invoice is typically small, less than 1 to 2%, and can be trued up in the following month. Lock in an attribution methodology before quarter end. Decide how you will allocate shared costs, networking, security tooling, support, across departments before the quarter closes. Applying an allocation methodology retroactively after costs are known creates incentives for manipulation. A fixed rule applied consistently is better than an optimized rule applied opportunistically. Reconcile reserved instance and savings plan, amortization quarterly. Finance and engineering should agree on how committed spend is amortized. The most common approach, treat RI and SP purchases as prepaid expenses amortized on a straight-line basis over the commitment term. The monthly amortization appears as a predictable expense regardless of actual RI utilization. Build a variance explanation process. For any quarter-over-quarter or budget versus actual variance above a threshold, say 5% or $50,000, have a standard format for the explanation. What drove the variance, whether it's expected to continue, and what action, if any, is being taken. Finance shouldn't be hunting for explanations. Engineering should have a standing obligation to provide them. Track the key metrics for quarterly reporting. The metrics that matter to CFOs and boards: total cloud spend by quarter and quarter-over-quarter growth rate, cloud spend as a percentage of revenue, RASP coverage rate and utilization rate, unallocated spend percentage, cost optimization savings realized in the quarter. the accrual formula that works. For most AWS environments, a close-ready accrual can be built from Cost Explorer data with the following approach. Days, MON 28, take actual usage data from Cost Explorer. This data is finalized and accurate. Days 29-31, estimate remaining days at the trailing 7-day daily average. This is typically within 1-3% of actual for predictable workloads. Credits, apply known EDP or committed spend credits as a reduction in the same period as the underlying spend. Treat unexpected credits conservatively. Recognize them when confirmed on the invoice. RISP amortization, take the total committed spend for all active commitments and amortize by day over the commitment term. Add this figure to the usage-based accrual for the total GAAP-compatible cloud cost. The resulting number closes within 1-2 business days of month end and is reliably within 2-3% of the final invoice. The true-up in the following month is small enough to be immaterial for most organizations. What the quarterly report should contain: a board-level cloud cost summary for the quarter should answer 4 questions without requiring a follow-up. What did we spend? Total cloud cost in dollars for the quarter, quarter-over-quarter change, and year-to-date. Why did it change? The primary drivers of change: new workloads, scaling events, cost optimization savings, pricing changes. Is it efficient? Cloud cost as a percentage of revenue or another relevant business metric, and the trend direction. What's the outlook? Q+1 forecast and any known events that will drive cost changes. Finance teams that can answer these 4 questions with confidence have built a cloud cost practice that meets the bar for financial management. Cost Defender provides the cost attribution and historical trend data. Finance teams need to build a clean quarterly close without requiring direct access to the AWS console or Cost Explorer.